to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, here on The Unsolicited Opinion.
This is the reason I made all them mistakes.
And I'll tell you, I used to do a lot of parodying to that song, and I always believed I always was crazy, and it did keep me from going insane. I'm not kidding. I am telling you, I am not making it up, but I used to love listening to Waylon Jennings and all those other country stars who, hey, they could sing songs, couldn't they? They certainly could. And I enjoyed their music, and I thought, you know, we've been playing some blues, we've been playing some rock. Thought I'd break it up with a little country, because who doesn't love country, right? Everybody does. And who was it that said they were country before country was cool? I don't know. I don't remember. But anyway, Conway Twitty, I think. I don't know. Who knows? Who cares? What the hell? It doesn't really make much difference in the larger scheme of things, does it? Because at the rate these people are driving us off our land, there won't be any country left. None that we'll get to see anyway, because we'll be living in these green ghettos that they are designing all over the country for us. Won't it just be grand to live in a green ghetto? One of those concrete jungles. Who was it wrote that book? What was the name of that book written in the 60s or something? Was it The Concrete Jungle? I don't know. One of my smart listeners out there will email me or call in and tell me what it is. I can't recall. I'm trying to recall, but they know what it is I'm talking about. I know they do. Even if I don't complete sentences, they know what I'm talking about, because the people who listen to Republic Broadcasting Network are smart cookies, and they get it. Listen, that's the cue music. We're going to break. I'm going to bring on another great guest, so we'll be back in three. Don't go away, everybody.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
This is Maggie Rodman. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. And let me give you a little information here. The call-in number today, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. If you'd like to join the conversation I'll be having with my guest, you can find Republic Broadcasting Network on the Internet at republicbroadcasting.org. If you want to advertise your business or service, get in contact with us. The telephone number to do that is 800-724-2719, 800-724-2719. Listen, our address, for those of you who prefer the Pony Express, 2251 Double Creek Road, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That's our address, and I'm just thinking, as I said, Pony Express, I wonder how many of those little children who were masquerading in costumes on Monday, how many of them have even been told in school what the Pony Express was, huh? I'm telling you, I bet you if you asked 50 of them, only 5 would know what it was. I'm not making it up. I'm really not. You know I'm not exaggerating, because even though I had to laugh one time, I had a caller who told me, I'm just making stuff up here. Yeah, right. I wish I was. I wish this was a whole show based on delusion and stuff instead of reality. Wouldn't that be much better? We were just playing a game. We were just pretending. What's behind door one? Unfortunately, it's all real. But anyway, you can find us on Facebook, Republic Broadcasting Network. We're on Twitter, RBN Live, even though Big Sis is going to be monitoring the tweets, she says, to make sure that nothing out there is going on. putting her finger on the pulse, so to speak, the pulse of the truth that's redistributed on networks such as Republic Broadcasting Network. Listen, I want to say hello to everybody down in the Dallas-Fort Worth area on our 1140 AM KHFX station. Everywhere else in Dallas, we're going to be going to Luckenbach in a little bit too. And I want to say hello to everybody around the country and around the world who's listening. It's a good thing, kids, because I got news for you. I say this all the time, but it is a fact, not fiction. The only people who are redistributing the truth here in this nation are the people on networks such as Republic Broadcasting Network. Because we know the truth will set you free, and it's the lies, it is the hustle that is hustling you into those green ghettos, those concrete jungles, which just take a look at Detroit, kids, for what the future holds for you. Ain't nothing pretty coming out of that. I got news for you. Ain't going to happen. Anyway, I want to bring on my guest. His name is Greg Mumm, and he is the executive director of the Blue Ribbon Coalition. And thanks for joining me today, Greg. I'm glad you could come on. I was looking forward to hearing what you had to say, and I know everybody listening will be very interested in what you have to say. How are you, Greg?
I am great, and good morning, Maggie. How are you?
Listen, I am surviving reality. That's all I can say, okay? I'm surviving it. I'm still here to tell the tale, so that's a good thing.
Listen, we're on the right side of the grass, right?
Ain't that the truth? Yeah, you better, you can.
And doing the dance of joy on it.
You got that one right, kiddo. So let's talk about what is the Blue Ribbon Coalition, please, Greg. Explain that for the listeners, if you would, please.
Well, it's kind of a long and sordid story, but I'll make it as short as I can. The Blue Ribbon Coalition is a national recreation advocacy organization. We are member-based, grassroots. We have members in all 50 states, and we advocate for responsible recreation on public lands. I think it's interesting. Our motto is preserving our natural resources for the public instead of from the public. Although, I need to tell you, when we set that up, that motto some 25 years ago, preserve meant a completely different thing than it does today. They seem to have taken over even that word.
Oh, well, it's all Orwellian, Greg, and I talk about Orwell's 1984 and, you know, war is peace and freedom is slavery and all of that crap. That's what's happened here. These people have manipulated the meaning of language and changed it to accommodate their agenda. Certainly nothing based upon what the true definition, a Webster's definition of a word would be. They just use it to hustle us.
Well, I like to often say that there's always enough truth mixed in with a good lie to make it believable. And there are certainly an awful lot of soundbite experts to that end in the world this day.
Yeah, I would agree with you there. So you got involved about 25 years ago. This Blue Ribbon Coalition began. What was happening at that time that you felt prompted to, your predecessors felt prompted to create a coalition to be able to protect the right of the public to use public lands to go out and have a little fun?
Well, that's actually a fairly interesting story, and it's kind of the story of grassroots as a whole. When folks see things that are wrong, that silent majority in the middle, when they see what something is going wrong, they do have in this country the ability to make a change on things, and that's sort of the story of Blue Ribbon Coalition. And it's actually a story of hope, as far as I'm concerned, that we live in a country where we have the ability to do one of two things. We can either ignore our rights and watch them go away, or we can step up to the plate and get involved and make a difference. What happened with the Blue Ribbon Coalition is there was a local group of recreationists that were pretty concerned about a big push that the then governor of Idaho and some extremist groups were trying to create a wilderness area in an area that had historically been a healthy and vibrant recreational area. And in getting involved at the time, the governor, Evans at that time, had said, well, basically we're going to go this other direction and create this wilderness area and lock you all out because basically you're politically insignificant. And founder of the organization then, Clark Collins, said to himself, you know what, Governor Evans is right. We are politically insignificant, and you know what, I'm going to change that. And he set about organizing a group and to fight that one little effort. And as it turns out, today, that area is still open to recreationists. And Governor Evans, well, I guess he's the politically insignificant one because he doesn't exist anymore realm. So the interesting thing about that was that it wasn't unique to Idaho. Very quickly, folks across the country heard about that, and Blue Ribbon Coalition went from being a local to a state to a national organization very, very quickly. And we now have members in all 50 states. I think that at last count we had somewhere around 600 different organizations that are members of the Blue Ribbon Coalition. We have between 400 and 500 businesses that have joined as members. And I think we also have somewhere in the vicinity of 8,000 to 10,000 individual supporters and members of the Blue Ribbon Coalition as well.
Okay, okay. So let's talk about some of the examples of fights that you've had, you're currently involved in. What do you think, and I know there's so many things that are critical happening here in this country because these people are masters at throwing everything at us all at once from every different angle because, of course, you know, you end up like tilting at windmills kind of thing. You know, you're wandering around like a chicken with your head cut off trying to pick out which battle to fight first since there are so many battles taking place simultaneously. What's happening right now, Greg, that people need to be aware of?
Well, I think actually there's two answers to that. You are right. There is an element that comes at you from all different directions, and I would say that there are just a ton of things going on that are attack on access for responsible recreation on public lands, which, believe it or not, affects everybody that visits our public lands. Blue Ribbon Coalition, of course, has members that range in the gamut of recreation from mushers in Alaska to mountain bikers in Colorado and to four-wheel drive, ATV, snowmobilers. You name it, we cross the gamut of recreation. And most of our people, almost everybody that pays attention to this and has any common sense about it recognizes that when you visit our public lands, everybody is motorized at some point. It's just simply a question of where, if they decide that they want to park their vehicle, or if their vehicle is the end recreation that they're seeking on public land. And the attack that comes is in the way of closing off those public lands in whatever means possible, whether that be legislatively, administratively, or through the court system. And many of those attacks that people would be most familiar with are endless stream of litigation that comes from the green groups on various different planning actions that are land managing agencies are
okay. Hang on, Greg. That music is our cue. We're going to break, everybody. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Don't go away. My guest is Greg Mumm from Blue Ribbon Coalition. We will be back.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
The only two things in life that make it worth living is guitars tuned good and firm feeling women. I don't need my name in the marquee lights. I got my song and I got you with me tonight. Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love. Let's go to Lubbock, Texas. Successful life we're living got us feuding like the Hatfields and the Coys. Between Hank Williams' pain songs and Newberry's train songs and blue eyes crying in the rain. Out in Lukenbach, Texas, ain't nobody feeling no pain.
And this is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And if you would like to call in today, 800-313-9443 is the number to do that, 800-313-9443. My website is three words. If you'd like to get in contact with me, you can do that. There's a contact button on my website, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Listen, my guest this morning is Greg Mumm. He is the Executive Director of Blue Ribbon Coalition, and their website is sharetrails.org, sharetrails.org. And I will link to his website up on mine under the tab entitled podcast. So for everybody listening, you'll be able to find him through mine, or you can just go directly to his. For those of you taking notes, and I suggest, listen, we talk about important stuff here on this network. People should be taking notes. I am telling you, you should be writing this crap down so you can redistribute the truth out to everybody else who's in the blind thinking everything's just joyous and wonderful, and everything's just going in the right direction in this country, and we know we're on a highway to hell. So then we're not going in the right direction. We're going in the wrong direction. So it's a good thing we've got people like Greg out there who recognize this, and they're fighting back. So anyway, Greg, back to what you were saying when we went to break.
Well, you know, I appreciate it. And two things. First of all, I want to say that it isn't just Greg. We have a whole posse of grassroots out here fighting that and trying to re-divert the highway to hell back into the highway to heaven.
I agree.
We were talking about the ways in which the attacks come and in the various different ways. And there are three basic playing fields. I'm going to shorten this up just a little bit. There is the legal, there's the legislative, and there is the administrative.
Okay.
In the legislative area, we see this endless stream of wilderness bills and protections that are unwarranted that come through, and the intent is to close off land. In the legal arena, we see an endless stream of lawsuits coming from extremist groups to try and shut off land. And in the administrative side, we see an endless stream of planning in which the planners are afraid to take the steps that it's necessary to properly manage that land for fear of getting stuck in a lawsuit someplace.
Yeah. Are they all suing, and I'm going to assume that they use these environmental groups. They're really anti the environment. That's just a big hustle. But they use the Equal Access to Justice Act. And
absolutely they do. That's an unfortunate thing, because originally, the Equal Access to Justice Act was intended for those folks that were landowners to be able to have their say in court against a bureaucracy that was pushing them around on something that wasn't right, but couldn't afford to get to court. If they won, then, of course, the government would reimburse them for their legal efforts. But through loopholes in the Equal Access to Justice Act, extremist groups have made a business out of it. You'll find that most extremist groups are made up of lawyers and attorneys, and simply by filing against the government, if they win, their lawsuit is paid for by the very government who paid for trying to defend what it was that they were doing. The positive side of that is that nowadays, and thanks to efforts like the Blue Ribbon Coalition and many other groups that are concerned with this in the multiple use, sustained yield world, congressionals have paid attention to that. Folks like Cheryl Loomis out of Wyoming has introduced a reform of that bill to correct the wrongs that were that, and of course she has her partners on the Senate side that have introduced similar legislation there to try and get that passed. And folks really should be talking with their own congressionals and telling them to support that reform of the Equal Access to Justice Act.
Okay. Yeah, that's a big one. I hadn't heard there was anything underway trying to alter that, because I can give you, between 2003 and 05 and 2005, just the U.S. Forest Service alone paid out over $1 billion to these green groups, such as Sierra Club World Wild or Wildlife, World Wildlife Fund, Nature Conservancy, Audubon Society, blah blah blah. You pick one.
Well, the interesting thing about that is where are they going to spend that millions of dollars that they have gotten back? Just filing more lawsuits because it pays them well.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a big business.
Yeah,
and I don't really see it as an environmental issue. It is more a way of generating funds. And unfortunately, the original intent.
Hey, hang on, Greg. Hang on. Hold that thought. We got to go to break real quick, everybody. 3 minutes. We'll be back. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. Don't change that dial. We shall return.
Your are listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodman. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. If you'd like to call into the show today, 800-313-9443 is the number to do that, 800-313-9443. My guest this morning is Greg Mumm. He is the Executive Director of the Blue Ribbon Coalition. You can find information for his coalition at sharetrails.org, sharetrails.org. And, Greg, you were just in the middle of saying something when we had to go to break real quickly. So if you want to finish, go right ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that you had mentioned that you hadn't heard that there was a practical, common sense solution being worked on the Equal Access to Justice Act in Congress right now. And I was just going to make the an offhand comment, and maybe I'll get in trouble for this, but I'm not exactly politically correct. Maybe the reason that most people haven't heard about it is possibly because the lamestream media doesn't want you to hear about common sense solutions that are on the table.
Oh, well, we don't pay any attention to what the lamestream media says around here on this network. We are the truth here on this network and the alternative networks. Greg, we don't pay any attention to them. We know they're all lying and hustling, all of us. I meant in reference to the different people I'm in contact with who email me from all over the country, different things going on. I haven't heard that, but You know, if you would give me the information, I'll spread it out to everybody that I know, because it's real important people understand. And what this Equal Access to Justice Act is that it entitles these different groups to sue the federal government for not following their own rules. And, of course, you know, the rules are, you know, 5 miles high, the rule book, with all this nonsense in it and minutia, so it doesn't take much to claim that whatever rule they've propagated, they haven't followed it to the letter, which, of course, you know, you go to the, you know, motor vehicle department to get a driver's license, and it's like a three-ring circus. So, you know.
Well, I will definitely send you the information on that reform for EJA so that you can post it on your website or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, please do that because, you know,
folks should be reaching out and supporting that because that's just one example of the ridiculousness of the bureaucracy.
Yep, you got to cut off their money that they're getting, and it's just billions of dollars, billions of your dollars, because the money they're getting is your money. It's taxpayer dollars that fund this hustle, and it is a hustle that's going on. Greg, I wanted to ask you about the Treasured Landscape Initiative, which is up on your website. Let's talk about that, if we could. And could we start with what is these national monument designations for people listening who don't understand what that means or don't know what that refers to? What does that refer to?
Well, basically, through the Antiquities Act, the president has the ability to define a monument that basically, from a recreation standpoint, makes it a petting zoo, where the only thing you can really do at the monument is show up and take a look at what somebody thinks is a pretty good, interesting thing. And for the most part, many presidents have used that in righteous cases, but lately it has been it has become kind of abused.
But when you're talking about a monument, you're not talking about a physical structure. You're talking about land, so that people understand. It's not like looking at.
Well, it can be both, actually.
Okay. Okay.
No, it may be a Civil War battlefield or something like that. It may also be, you know, a dam someplace that has some consequence. It may also, and unfortunately, through abuse, you can overextend the amount of land that's necessary to accommodate certain concerns that folks might have to designate a monument.
Okay, okay. So let's talk
about the concern being that you know, the original intent, again, of the Antiquities Act was to protect those treasured places that have to do with our history, either as humans or as a country or whatever, and that's good. The abuse of that, however, is to unrightfully designate an area to lock folks out of it because you weren't able to accomplish that task through a wilderness legislation or something like that.
So what they're doing with this, these monument designations, national monument designations, designations is just another route to driving people and locking people out of access to our public lands.
And even deeper than that, it is a way of political it can be used as a way of political payback to those folks who supported you into the position you're in.
Yeah, well, we know everybody's palm is greased in this deal in terms of our politicians getting paid off to go along with this denying United States citizens access to their land. So we know the corruption abounds throughout all of this.
It does.
It's as old as dirt. So,
well, the interesting thing is that, you know, it goes back to what everybody probably knows that's listening, and everything goes back to money. When you talk green, you're really talking money. You're not necessarily talking the environment. The people that use the land, the people that are close to the land, the rural communities that are dependent on that land, that formed around where many of our public lands are now and are dependent on that, are the real environmentalists.
Yeah.
Those folks don't want to destroy their public glands, they're dependent on it. It's the way that they make their living. It's what's made this country the rich resource in the world that it is. And unfortunately, controlling that land controls the people.
Yeah, well, it's all about control. This is really, all of this stuff is all about driving people off their land, denying access to our land, and controlling us. That's what these evil people are ultimately up to. They could care less whether or not there's a bald eagle flying around or there's a prairie dog wandering around. That's just nonsense. That's just the excuse they make to advance their agenda. Let's talk about some of the different, let's talk about this, the 14 newer expanded national monument designations that they're up to now, this treasured landscape initiative. What's going on with that, Greg?
Well, right now there's an awful lot of, of course it's been kind of waylaid, but it's still out there. It's still a concern. Originally what it was a leaked document where within the Department of Interior they had kind of developed in a think tank of the areas that they would like to see protected, and it got laid out there through a leak or something, and folks realized what the agenda of it was, and so we've all stepped up to try and fight that effort, and in spite of assurances that it was strictly a think tank, a dream. If you were going to do this, what would you protect and what would you do that? It doesn't really, the assurances that it wasn't really a legitimate legislative effort. In spite of that, we don't believe it. And
just trying to say this is just like a hypothetical thing they're putting together. It's just not really real. It's just for fun. They're getting paid to create this crap. Oh, just for fun.
Well, yeah, sort of. That's the assurance they always go to. It's a poo-poo sort of thing.
Yeah.
But the truth of the matter is that discussion did take place, and those efforts are underway.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we're watching it and fighting it very closely with each and every one. And if you can't get it all in one lump, it'll come back to you over time, piece by piece. And so it's something that has to be monitored very closely in the legislative process and in the administrative process under the Department of Interior.
I'm reading on your website that our vision, our values. Talk about that. Here it says it proposes a total abandonment of the congressional mandate to manage public lands under the principles of multiple use and sustained yield. Beyond federally managed land, Salazar's vision, Interior Secretary Salazar, for those of you wondering who Salazar is, expands the federal government's authority over adjacent state, tribal, and private lands. The document describes in detail the three designate, rationalize, and manage at scale components of the new vision and what that might mean. Why don't you describe, if you could, for us, please, Greg, what do they mean by these different terms, designate, rationalize, and manage at scale? What's the new Orwellian definition of those words, Greg?
Well, this is one of those things that we deal with all the time. And it isn't just in this initiative. Right now there's the Forest Service is going through a process to create a new planning rule under which they will develop forest plans for the next 30 some years, and it is very similar to that as well. Originally, our public lands, through the legislative process, were decreed under the Multiple Use Sustained Yield Act to be managed for the benefit of the land and the people in a multiple use sustained yield fashion. Which means basically in the end result is to use it in such a way that is sustained into the future and under the many multiple uses that may apply given that. And they followed up with that with other acts to kind of outline and define how our agencies are to go about the processes through things like the National Forest Management Act and things like that. So, and keeping it as simple as possible, contrary to that, multiple-use sustained yield is the new world order thought process of conservationism, preservationism, which is not what it used to mean. Conservation isn't what it used to mean. Conservation now is protectionism. It's to keep people away from that land, not make use of that land, lock it away for some future generation, when in reality, we wouldn't have the beautiful lands that we have today were we not managing it properly. So that's pretty much, in a nutshell, what it is. And there is a trend right now, or a push right now, to move away from multiple-use sustained yield and that common sense fashion of management into that protectionist sort of thing.
Well, it's denialism. I'm going to make up a new word. It's denialism. There's nothing about conserving anything. It's denying access.
That's part of it. I still say a lot of it boils back to the big business of extremist groups. And I guess I have sat with folks who tend toward a green side of things around the table at various different opportunities. And the people that are down on the ground that have a bent toward wilderness and a bent toward that, they look an awful lot like we do, and they think an awful lot like we do. And that's not really where the problem is. Where the problem is in the misleading leadership of those groups and what the purpose of it is.
Well, you know, I wish I could think, and I had read this, or I listened to a lot of other radio shows all the time to try to learn from their guests and the hosts and that, you know, because there's a lot of people with a lot of information, a lot of knowledge out there, Greg, such as yourself, and there's one of these green Nazis, as I like to call them green Bolsheviks. You can call them whatever the hell you want to call them. They're dirtballs, as far as I'm concerned. That about sums it all up. But anyway, this one individual, and I can't think of where it was, but it is an area that was designated, and I'm going to say wilderness for lack of the better term. Anyway, everybody was driven off of it, but they have their little compound in the middle of this that they fly in and out to via their helicopters, and I don't know, I got to find out who that was. But one of the leaders of one of these green groups, no one else can have access, but they've got their little spa-type retreat in the middle of this area that, of course, they've driven everybody else off of. You know who I'm talking about by any chance?
I can't necessarily think of that off the top of my head.
I got to find out where I read that or who it is. Anyway, it's just that's a perfect example of what hypocrites these people are.
Well, it is certainly big business. I think a lot of those groups, if you go back and do a little bit of research, and you can find some of that reporting on sharetrails.org, but you'll find that a lot of those groups have budgets that rival third world countries, for crying out loud, and in many instances, way more money than third world countries have. So if that's any indication, that's where the real motivation is at the top. However, I will say again, and I repeat this, that there's a lot of good people that have been duped into this that really do have good intentions. And when you get them all around the table, they look a lot like we do, like I said before, and you can get to common sense solutions that make sense for the land and for the people. The problem is that from a top down, when you have budgets like that, an awful lot of sound biting can go on that misleads people. And unfortunately, as you well know, Maggie, there are, you know, the truth has a history. And unfortunately, what that means in today's world is that the 140 sound character soundbite that can be generated doesn't necessarily have a history, and to counter that, you got to come back with three or four paragraphs to tell the real truth. And unfortunately, you know, you train people to listen to 140 characters. Anything past that, their eyes start rolling back in their head. So it's harder and harder in today's world to get the truth out to people, the history of the truth. So all you got to do is question that. It sort of reminds me of the story in the Bible where God said, "Don't eat the fruit of that tree," and basically, Satan came along and said, "Are you sure that's what God said? Are you sure that's what He meant?" And pretty soon, people start questioning and don't know the history.
Well, I understand what you're saying, and we're going to hit another break here in a few seconds. That a lot of these people look and act just like you and I, and they've got good intentions. But the road to hell is paved with good intentions, and it is there. The onus is on them to really research and investigate what their good intentions is leading us to. So you can make excuses for useful idiots, but nonetheless, they still remain useful idiots. And the end game for all of us is our enslavement in one of these green ghettos. So, you know, some of these bicycle groups may be lofty in their idealism, but their idealism takes us into the same place. So, it's people have a responsibility to the truth, I believe. Anyway, listen, Greg, we're coming back in 3 minutes. This is The Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rodden. Greg Mum is my guest this morning. Don't go away. We'll be back in three.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now, 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation, but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method, which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Cowboys ain't easy to love and they're harder to hold. They'd rather give you a song than diamonds or gold.
Lone Star belt buckles and old faded Levi's, and each night begins a new day. If you don't understand him, he don't die young. you'll probably just ride away.
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars or drive them old trucks. Let them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys.
This is Maggie Rodden, and this is the Unsolicited Opinion here on Republic Broadcasting Network. And if you would like to advertise your business or service on a network that redistributes the truth, then I suggest you get in contact with us. The number for the network, 800-724-2719, 800-724-2719. Our address, if you'd like to contact us that way, is 2251 Double Creek Road, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. I want to say hello to everybody who's listening all around, especially on our latest station, KHFX, 1140 AM, in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. You can find Republic Broadcasting Network on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter, tweeting away at RBN Live is our Twitter handle, so to speak, and Facebook, Republic Broadcasting Network. You can find my website at three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. I'm on Facebook as well under Unsolicited Opinion, although I have to admit that I don't spend as much time on Facebook as I did initially because I'm just too busy trying to redistribute the truth. You know what I mean? And I'm also on Twitter at Maggie_in_USA. Call in number today, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Listen, everybody, get in touch with us, because really, if you want to keep hearing the truth, and this is the only place, I got news for you, it's only alternative media that tells you the truth. It is not the mainstream media. Their goal is not to tell you the truth. That's what their objective is, the hustle. And that is not our objective here at all in any way, shape, or form. Get in contact with us. If you know somebody who has a business or service, talk to them about advertising on this network, because that's the only way that the truth is going to get out there if you support the people who are the redistributors of it. My guest this morning is Greg Mumm. He is the executive director of the Blue Ribbon Coalition, and you can find that website at sharetrails.org, sharetrails.org, and I will link to his website on mine under the tab entitled Podcast. So, anyway, Greg, let's talk about some other things going on. What other kinds of things are happening that you guys are up to, people should know about?
There are a lot of things. You know, there's a piece of legislation working its way through Congress right now that is, it's just throwing the greenie groups up in arms.
Good. I like that kind of stuff. What is it?
It really is. It was introduced in the House side. It's the Wilderness Area Roadless Release Act. I think it's H.R. 1581. That was introduced in the House side by Kevin McCarthy, and I think a similar one, which I think is S-1081 in the Senate side, that was introduced by Barrasso, and there are several sponsors to both of those legislation that go along with that, and I certainly don't want to leave them off from that.
Okay, hold that thought. This is a quick 60-second break, everybody. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Hang on. We're coming back, so don't change that dial.